You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Kate. You're going to love the cake I had.
Where'd you get it from?
No, I mean the song.
What's that from? Welcome back to episode 12 of What's That From?
This week,
don't mean to spoil it, but we do have a live studio audience.
And do not worry, it's just my roommates. We are taking COVID for granted.
But now that we're in New York, we have some special guests who we're invading the home of. Well, I'm the only one in the room, but...
My name is Josh.
And I'm Kate.
And this week we're exploring the musical Grey Gardens.
Grey Gardens.
Everyone's favorite joyous toe-tapping.
Like, yeah, like the color gray embodied yeah. is of color. So we're going to kick things off with our favorite segment, Josh, 30-second plot challenge.
Yep.
All right, so let's get the ball rolling here. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, I'm starting the clock now.
Okay, two socialites, mother and daughter, who have the same name, fall from grace and become recluses and live their life down and really gross and sad, and they're lonely. And the show explores, like, the first act is, like, a flashback to the 40s when they are, like, at the top of their game. And then, like, they, like, lose love and money. And then act two, it's the 70s, and they're just, like, really, like, over the top and lonely. And that's pretty seconds. Much it.
I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I feel like you really got the, like, the recluse quality. Yeah, so basically, I mean, it's two... important women. So we should note this is based on a
documentary
of the same name, Grey Gardens.
A really famous one.
Yes, like notably, apparently one of the best. I honestly didn't watch it because it seems so sad. And I was like, I don't know if I like am like able to watch
it. I saw clips of it because that TV show, Documentary Now.
Oh yeah.
They did a spoof of it and I watched that and then went back and watched like the clips of the actual documentary.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Edie. In the musical, it's, what, Edie and then Little Edie?
Yeah, like Little Edie.
Little
Edie.
And so the musical starts off with actually something that's not so true.
Right.
Her engagement to
Kennedy.
Yeah. Yes. And so, which is interesting... just an odd plot point, I thought, that, like, they just pulled out of nowhere. I read that it was, like, she met him one time. They were not in any sort of relationship ever. So I was like, what an odd, random thing.
Yeah.
That was, like, a major plot point in the musical.
And, like, it's, like, what's crazy to me is that, like, the first act is all fiction. And the second act is closer to their actual lives. Like, what we know is true. But the first act goes on for so, like, it's so elaborate.
Yes.
Like, that's why I was like, oh, like, this seems way more, could be way more right. factual than, like, what the
yes.
actual real part is.
And also, I feel like because they brought in, like, a Kennedy, like, a notable historical figure,
yeah.
it just also makes it feel more real.
And, like, young Jackie Kennedy is in it.
Yeah. So it's just, like, a weird, I don't know. That just kind of was an odd, off-putting thing. Like, I was like, oh, none of this actually happened. But I think it did kind of paint the picture for them to both be...
Set them up so that they could fall harder.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like it made you be like, oh, so they're, like, rich, rich. Or like, yeah. Oh, they know the Kennedys.
Yeah, they know the Kennedys.
Oh, so they got money. Yeah. So I feel like that's, like...
And they live in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe it was just to help that.
Yeah.
And then the mom, she's like this, she was a singer, yeah. And she just like, this woman.
She likes the attention.
She likes attention, and this girl loves to sing. And so like, they're going to have this wedding, and she's like, okay, I'm just going to sing 9 songs at your engagement party or whatever. And then the little lady's like, mom, no, please.
Well, her mom, she was going to tell her daughter, and then her daughter walks in and is like, what's all this sheet music for?
And she was like, and it's literally my day.
And then she sings like some racist songs.
Yeah, that one like hominy grit song. I was
it's like a slave song.
It was horrible. Yeah. I was like, oh God, this is like, so then, but I feel like that kind of also just is like, oh, this woman does not have social cues. Yeah. She does not.
And that was also like the vehicle of like what they were using in that song is that like, it was supposed to be like, everybody would be like, stop singing. Like, please, don't do that.
Not the place, not the time. Yeah, so she's just a piece of work. And she ends up telling the Kennedy that her daughter was like, but I don't know, flouncing around.
Wild, yeah. But like, I think she's so lonely. And I think her daughter is the only thing that she feels like she has secure that like she'll always have.
Right.
So she will do anything she can to keep her around. So.
And her marriage, like the older Edie's marriage is not good. Actually is like in shambles, eventually leading to a
divorce. And that's like the plot point of the end of Act One is that like they're waiting for him to arrive, the father.
And he calls from Mexico and says, we're getting a divorce. And they're like, no, our money.
Yep.
So
like her marriage falls apart by the end of Act One, but every guy that little Edie gets set up with, she tries to ruin it so that she keeps her around.
Right.
And she doesn't.
And so, and then eventually, like, little Edie, the way that we're saying that, like, kills me. She goes off to New York. She's like, I'm going to be this big deal. I'm going to go do all this stuff.
Thoroughly modern Edie.
Yeah. She's like, $3, 2 bags, 1 me. I'm going. So then she goes, and I don't know whether it's guilt, whether it's their fall for money, whether it's her like not being successful. I think just like a plethora of things lead her back.
And her mom is like health.
Right. Yeah. So I think she just feels guilty. Like she's kind of like, like this one person that I have, I don't want to just like leave her.
Yeah. And also like some people will have a hard time switching their lives up. Like a lot of people always revert back to what's normal to them because it's easier.
Right.
So she probably just did that.
So then that brings us to Act Two.
In the 70s.
Is way further down the line. They're living in Grey Gardens, which is the same mansion they were living in.
But now it's like...
horrible. There's like
falling apart.
A million cats around. It's falling apart. People like in the neighborhood have complained. They're like... inspectors are coming because they're like, this place is a dump.
And they have like a high school dropout that like does like their yard work, but they also are like fighting for his attention always.
Yeah, like there's definitely sexual tension between Jerry and both of the Edies.
Even though like old Edie is like old.
she's bedridden.
But he likes her corn.
There's a whole song about it if you're interested. So then the second act, I feel like, is more, obviously more about the mother-daughter relationship.
And it's just like young little Edie is like so obsessed with blaming her mom for ruining her life.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much, they just go back and forth. They're just like, they're just so jaded and bitter at the world.
I also think it's I don't know, I feel like it's a pretty accurate representation though of like... like mental illness, like these people are, they're sick, like the way that they live, the way that they're like stuck in this cycle. Like, and I think as they get older, and I think you see like Lil Edie as she gets older, like kind of realizes it. I mean, when she tries to leave in the second act again,
she can't.
And so I think it's one of those things where, I don't know, it's like, when you're psychotic, like, you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. And I kind of think that's, like, what they've been doing their whole life, is, like, they've literally been doing the same thing over and over, expecting it to change when it won't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it is kind of sad, because I do feel like the mom definitely has, like, some sort of, like, Alzheimer's, like, dementia. Like, she is in, like, a different world a lot.
Yeah, and I think I read, too, that she... Part of the plot point is that she can't really tell the past to the present. Like, she really does, like, go in and out.
Yeah. And, I mean, she's still in the second act, like, is, like, reminiscing, like, her singing and all of this stuff, which I think it is... It's so sad watching them, because, like... Oh, like, you just can tell they want to be, like, those, like, youthful, like, successful, wealthy people again. And, like, they're just, like, in these two beds in this... like, crumbling home.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, gosh. And, like, it doesn't, like, end happy. Like, it's not like they're like, and then they came into wealth at the end of their lives right. and lived on the beach. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of ends, which I think is, but I guess it's true of life and true of, I'm assuming, of the documentary. Like, the documentary was made, I think, by... Someone gave money to be like, you know what, you need to document these, like, last years of their lives. Because, like, I think they were like, this is just crazy.
Yeah.
Their relationship is so interesting.
And I think they became famous because I think Jackie Kennedy ended up, like, helping give money to support them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all just kind of wild.
Yeah.
And that it is historical is also just crazy.
Well, you know, this was the first Broadway musical to be based on a documentary.
Really?
Yeah, I read that.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is cool. That's so, like, you'd think, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many movies that are, like, have musicals based on them.
Right.
And then they're, like, documentaries? No way. But I guess it is kind of, like, you go see a musical sometimes to escape the reality of life.
Yeah.
And documentaries, like, that's, like,
real life. Yeah.
Like, that's not even, like, a portrayal of real life. Like, that's just real.
Yeah, I feel like, for me, some of the, at least the second half of it felt, like, very flat line mm-hmm. in terms of, like, action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I think the action of the second act is, like, this was real. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's, like, that. It's, like, anytime you find yourself being, like, this is kind of... No, I don't want to say boring, but,
right.
like, it's kind of, like, calm or, like, tame. It's, like, oh, like, it's real. These people were real. And they actually acted like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the acting in the show is so good.
Yeah.
It won both leading ladies a Tony Award.
Christine Ebersole and Mary Louise Wilson.
So, oh, my gosh, their performances were so good. But
so
Christina
good.
Christine Ebersole, I think, like... Her performance stood out the most because she was literally in the whole thing and played, like, two phases of a person.
She played old Edie.
Old Edie in the first one. And young Edie in the second half. So, like, she played, like, a, what, probably, like, 40 or 50-year-old in the first half. And the same age in the second half.
But two different people. Like, the mother and then the daughter.
It's hard that they have the same name.
Edie in the first act, Edie in the second act.
But she, like, wow. She, the way that woman, like, straight up said, in a mission, gonna completely change my entire character outlook. And, like, these are two eccentric ladies that I think she captured.
Pretty, like, distinct characters.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, I think that, I was in the YouTube comments, people were like, what, like, Christine Ebersole should be a name like Patti LuPone and Bernadette Peters and all that stuff. And after watching this, I was kind of like, I mean, yeah, she like...
She has two Tonys for Best Actress.
So like, I don't know, she's doing something right.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I saw her in War Paint, which was written by the same people who wrote this.
Yes.
And starred opposite Pai LuPone. She was great. She was awesome. Her voice is like floats out of her mouth.
Yeah, and her acting, seriously. If you haven't watched the Tony Award performance for this, I would suggest watching it, because she really does do a great job.
Yeah.
It's a weird character, but like you never for a moment doubt that she's like that character.
She's so comfortable too on stage.
Yes. Like I just was like, oh, she's talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does a great job in this show. So I think in that aspect, like the acting, there's not really... The show, I feel like, is more of an acting piece. It's not really like dancing or any of that. It's more like, I don't know.
Dramatic.
Artsy. Yeah.
Less flashy.
Very like.
Started off Broadway.
Yes.
That tells you anything.
Clarence Horizons.
Yeah.
That tells you
anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Musicals
that
start off Broadway are more like.
I agree. Because like, there's not that much space. There's, and then it's like.
Except for others.
True. But. Yeah, so then the two people that, wrote War Paint, which I think is, like, super interesting.
Yeah, Scott Frankel and Michael Corey.
And the book writer,
Doug Wright,
he wrote I Am My Own Wife, which won the Tony for Best Play. So he's
and
like,
a Pulitzer Prize for Drama.
Yeah, so he's, like, also an incredible writer. So I do think, like... It's hard because I wonder, looking at our other shows we've done, I feel like this might be one of the saddest.
The saddest. And like, I was going to say the most like, I don't know, it's very specific.
Very specific. Yeah. And I think that's why it sits weird with me, is because I don't know where to put it in my brain.
I think this is one that I really like need to see in person to like fully have like an opinion on the whole thing.
Because the music is good, like it's
yeah,
well
it's very
written.
Pretty, and like it, like I even knew that it was gonna be good music before I listened to it, because music in War Paint is beautiful.
So like it's good that way, and like the writing is good.
Yeah,
it's just such an odd story.
It's hard like, to like imagine in my brain.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just like an all around kind of a quirky piece of theater.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it for that. I don't know. I just couldn't tell how I felt about it, which I think
that's like what
good.
You're. Yeah, I think you're supposed to like be like, oh, whoa.
I feel like this is how I felt after I saw Tommy. Who was Tommy? I was so confused. I had no idea what just happened, but I kind of liked that because I was like, wow, what? But then that makes me think.
There is a genre of musical that is like not your typical musical, still good. Strange.
like sits a little weird, like a few weeks later you're gonna think about it and you're gonna be like, it's like still thinking about it.
It's like unnerving entertainment, because like, you're still entertained but like you're unnerved the
and
whole
it
time.
Like didn't like make you feel better about your life. It didn't really like also didn't give you that cathartic cry you needed. It just kind of made you feel
off.
Yeah.
But not in a way that made me want to just like stop.
No.
Yeah,
I hope people relate to this, because maybe this is not
relatable. This is not hate talk. We did like it.
I did like it. Yeah. It just sits weird. But I did like it.
Yeah.
And I just think that, like, these people's lives, I could not stop reading about it.
Yeah.
I will say.
The Beals.
Yeah, I was just like, I need to know more about these people. And, like, they were just such, like, outlandish, eccentric women in real life. Like, and I think it's cool, too, like, the costumes in it, William Ivy Long.
Classic.
The costumes. And I think it's interesting because I think that Lil Edie, like, in her older life, you know, when she wore that, like, headscarf, because she was bald, which I just thought was so, I didn't know why she was wearing that. I was like, what is this look? Like, yeah. I've never seen a time period where like, that is
and
that.
A skirt.
But she was, like, a fashion icon, I think. Like, she was actually, like, a notable, like, people were like, whoa, she's really pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's kind of cool, too, because it is, don't know, it's just overall an odd thing. But then you remember that it's real. And, like, you look at pictures of her and she is, like, dressed like that. But it is kind of, like, fashionable for the times. Yeah.
Yeah.
But because I don't know, like, little Edie did have, like, a little bit of a career. Like, she was, like, a model, dancer, actress. Like, I think she tried to do a lot of stuff, but I just think it was too hard.
Yeah.
Or, like we said, like, the guilt. But, yeah, when she was in her late 30s, she developed alopecia totalis, which caused her body hair to fall out.
Yeah, alopecia.
Yeah. And it, like, that's what prompted her to wear her signature headscarves. But her cousin, John Davis, claims that she once climbed a tree at the house and set her hair on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Suggesting that she actually might have contributed to her.
Yeah. I can see that too.
I can see that. Judging from this, I would say it would not be too outlandish. So, what would you say is your favorite number from the show?
I really like the 515. It's kind of like the opening number, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like there's this little prologue in the beginning where it starts in the 70s and then it goes into the 40s. Yes. And then, like, once they get into the 40s, they're, like, setting up the mansion, like, getting ready for the party to start and talking about the train is the 515 train that the husband's going to come in on. Yeah. I like that song. I thought it was cute. I also like the revolutionary costume for today, the one that she does on the Tonys.
So good.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, she does a good job with that. I like Around the World.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
And there's, like, some, like, bootlegs on YouTube, but, like, I was like, whoa. I don't know. Some of the songs, like, they hit, hit different. But that was definitely one of the, like, sadder
ones.
I also thought, like, the, like, the this just stood out to me just because, like, it was silly. But, like, Jerry Likes My Corn song also was, like, funny to me.
Yeah, definitely.
It was so sad, though. Like, she literally, like, I did watch a bootleg on YouTube. Not sure if I should be promoting bootleg watching, but okay, I did. And
Archival footage.
And because it's sad in that, like, she is literally bedridden and, like, has a pot next to her to cook. Like, she has, like, a, like, electric stove next to her. And, like, she literally was cooking corn in bed.
Don't try this at home.
And she gave it to him, and I was like, like, that is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, she's just sitting in her twin bed with, like, an electric stove. And this high school dropout is, like, eating corn and she's singing a song about it. But I was like, I feel like that situation is telling of the troubling situation that these women are in. But I will say, the mother-daughter relationship is interesting just in general. Like, I think that, like, in society, I sometimes think people don't talk about it enough, how it can sometimes be, it can either be, like, a really great nurturing relationship, or sometimes it can be toxic, because, I mean, I feel like daughters want to live up to an expectation that their mothers have for them, and there is this kind of, like, I don't know, there's a push and pull in that relationship that I feel like sometimes isn't always painted in a truthful light. Sometimes it's a little, like, washed over is like, look how happy and great, like, I don't feel any sort of tetherment to my mom, and if, like, she was, like, living in a house that was shackled, she'd want me to, like, go live my life. But there also is a side where it's like, no, like, there is something that would hold you back to that, which I don't know, it's
definitely,
it's that relationship, I think, is it's hard to admit, but, like, that is a very, like, I don't know, accurate depiction of
raw,
just, like, and I also think it's just true of any, like, child to parent, like, seeking that approval. Like, even if you're like, no, screw you, like, you took away my whole life, like, you, but then it's like, no, but your action is you're right next to your mother's bed, like, you came back,
right?
You can blame her for whatever, but, like,
you're still there.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that weird, like, a little toxic sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, kind of that seeking of approval, which I think, I don't know, I thought they did well.
Yeah, definitely one of the most interesting mother-daughter relationships in a musical, for sure.
I also will note, I literally had never heard of this musical until Josh brought it up to me. Like, he said it, and I said, oh, do you mean The Secret Garden? And he was like, no, Grey Gardens. And I was like, what is that? Like, I've literally never heard of that. And none of these songs made me see what's that from, because I had never heard any of them. So I feel like this was a cool show, though, because I seriously had no clue.
Right. I definitely tell, like, what... tell people to listen to this.
I would
for sure.
I think it's also just like, I don't know, if you're, like, in the mood to think about stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a jam out in the car with your friend's album.
No.
Yeah.
But, and there are some really cool ballads in here. Or, like, I mean, the leads are two women of, like, varying ages. I mean, it ranges from literally in, like, their 20s to, like, 80. It's like you can find, I feel like there's a lot of good songs for women in here that are, have a lot of, like, meat to them.
Yeah, or, definitely.
Like, a lot of, like, potential acting value.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is, I don't know, cool. Because I'm, like I said, I'd never heard of this, so I don't know how many people are, bringing good old Grey Gardens.
Yeah, definitely to an audition.
But honestly, I don't know.
If you did, and you did it well, I'd be impressed.
I would be impressed, yeah. I can't tell, though, if I would just be like, oh no, what are they about to
do? Da-da-da-da-da.
So, rating-wise, 1 to 10, Josh, what would you rate this show?
This, like, I don't even know how to rate this in numbers.
In numbers,
you know what I mean? Like, this is on like another level.
It is.
I would rate it a, without having seen it.
Okay.
I want to say 6 out of 10.
Okay. Okay.
And I think if I saw it, it might would be higher.
Okay.
And I'm not giving it a 6 because I didn't like it.
Yeah. It got good reviews.
Yeah, it got great reviews.
People like. I mean, it didn't run for very long.
Right.
But
most people said that, like, act 2 was their favorite part, and that act 1 maybe was, like, went on for a little long. That's across the board, I felt like people were saying.
Also, probably because it was, like, fake, though. I feel like that's, like, hard to, like, write, like, add.
People wanted to get to, like, what they know of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I give it a 6.5.
Okay. He upped it a half point. He said the reviews were good.
I give it a 6.5.
Yeah, I think I would give it, like, I think I would give it, like, a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7. Let's put up a whole point.
Because, like, I think, I think it has good value. And I think it's a show that, I don't know, it's not rousing, but it's definitely makes you think.
Intellectual.
It's intellectual. And it's different. I've never seen anything like it.
And historic.
So I feel like it's not like a cookie cutter, like you're not just seeing the same thing. And like, I almost wanted to be, like, I wanted to compare it to like Les Mis, like it's like sad and they sing, but it's not like that at all.
No.
Like, I don't even really know what to compare it to. So I feel like because I can't compare it, I feel like it has to be like a 7.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's like, it's paved its own way.
I agree.
And people really like it. Like, there is a large following, but I also think it's because people like the documentary.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a
Well, good for them. Fandom. Good for them, because I feel like if something's iconic, it's really hard to make it into another form of media.
True.
Successfully.
And they did.
So, good for
them. Yeah, and I feel like people that love... Actually, that's so true.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of, like, comments where people are like, I love this family. I know everything about the history. And, like, this musical is incredible.
Yeah.
And blah. So, like, you're right. Like, people that really value this story really liked the musical. So
yeah.
I feel like that's nothing but a testament to the art.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, I'd say give it a listen, especially if you're just, like, drinking coffee, looking out a window, it's raining. You want to be in
gray.
Your feels.
You're feeling gray.
You're in a garden. It's gray. Gray gardens.
Walk around your gray gardens in this. Yeah.
In this.
In this.
In this mood.
Surround yourself.
So, I think that's that on Gray Gardens.
Yep. Well, check it out on our Instagram, at WTF_B. Way that is at WTF_BWAY.
And maybe next week we'll try to hype it up with a bit of a happier show. But maybe we won't. I guess we'll just have to keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes peeled on Instagram.
See ya then.
See you then. Episode 13.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.